Pam Oliver spent her teenage years in Niceville, Florida. Where's Niceville, Pam?
Niceville, Florida is not too far from Eglin Air Force Base. It's down Pensacola way. So it's a sweet town, and it was a fun high school. They used to bus the base kids. My dad was in the Air Force, so they used to bus us out to Niceville High School. And I was just there recently,
Tallahassee,
and it's still the same.
And Tallahassee is not far from Niceville, and that's where you went to school at Florida.
Yeah. It was just like this, you know, thing that happened so fast. And I was, you know, my dad was like, but that's a party school. I'm like, it's not a party school. What do you mean it's a party school? And I got there, and there were some pretty nice parties, I say. So I was...
Daddy was right.
Daddy was right. I was at a couple of them, you know, but at the same time, it was, you know, it was obviously very serious academics. And also, you know, being in the athletic department, that was, you know, that was kind of another job with another set of eyes of people that nurtured you and took care of you and watched out for you and admonished you when necessary. So, yeah, it was all of that.
That's what you find at a HBCU.
Now,
you were a world-class athlete.
Not world-class, no.
You were not world-class?
No. I was a decent athlete, and I managed to get in the Florida A&M Sports Hall of Fame. We're waiting for... three other members of our model relay team, Mary Jones, Pam Porter, Vogel Lutham, we're waiting for them to follow suit and come into the hall with me. You hear that?
Yeah.
Mary, Pam, and Vogel, they should be next into the FAMU Hall of Fame because we were a great relay team, so it was a great group thing. I can't say just individually. I was an okay athlete, but, you know, you
Are
put
you
a lot into
runner?
It. Yeah, I
yeah,
still
run.
I don't like to run, but I do run. I didn't like to run when I ran track, but that's the one thing that I was, you know, fairly capable of doing. And at some point, it started to pay for my education.
What was your time?
So you ran for a job. My best was 52 flat in the 400.
That's what mine.
That's
is.
Not.
That's
what
your
was.
Yeah,
yeah.
Didn't you jump to me like a minute 52?
Yeah.
I could see you running the quarter in like a minute 52.
So Pam, I like the new interview show that you're doing on Fox.
Yeah.
Where you're talking to athletes on all kinds of levels. Can
yeah.
I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Do a piece on Jameis Winston because I think that this is just a fascinating story.
Mm-hmm.
Have you in your visits to Tallahassee? Have you talked to the people around here about Jameis Winston and how
no,
fanatical
I
they
hear
are about
lot.
Him?
Yeah, I do hear a lot. They certainly sort of circle the wagons there around that young man, and you know, it kind of gets back to what we often say, right, in the Black community: where are your parents? You know,
yeah.
And I think he's at that point where somebody really needs to step in, help him, help himself, and you know, just you know, be about the right thing. You know, if Tom, if this is not meant for him to be at the stature that he is, he won't
yeah.
be. You can't go on with all these shenanigans and all of these serious things that, you know, are befalling you and say that, you know, everybody's against me. Look what they're doing to me. You know, are you the victim or, you know, are you just going to, you know, grow up? You see a lot of immaturity in the young man and, you know, you just kind of, you hate to see it, but at the same time, you know, is he going to go pro? Well, listen, we're in a day and time now where, you know, the NFL and professional sports, they're not going to take a chance on you if you come with that.
Yeah, because this is a different day and time. Because I watched 30 for 30 about Randy Moss.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he had a lot of issues too, and you see what happened to him.
But
that was then. That was then. There was no social media back then.
Mm-hmm.
And remember
those good old days?
Everything just blows up when you do wrong now.
Yeah,
Pam, if they were to do a 30 for 30 on your life, and especially where you are now, what would you call it?
I would call it Pam Oliver, The Journey. The journey's fantastic, you know, because it's life. It's, you know, I was talking about the weather and how cold it is here, and as I went to adjust the thermostat, you know, for some reason I instantly thought of, boy, what if someone has to, what if you're catching the bus today to go to work? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just like that perspective that it puts you in. You know, my life is just like everybody else. You know, it's not perfect. You know, I think it's great. I'm fortunate and all of that. And but I'm not done yet. You know, I think there's a whole lot more to give, and there are many, many levels and layers to me. So it's definitely a journey. And you know, once you sort of pick yourself up, if you feel like you've run into, you know, a brick wall, you just keep on keeping on, go on to the next episode.
So what kind of response have you gotten as a result of all of this that has come out this year, and mm-hmm. The changes in your situation, and especially yeah. the young blonde and hot that they're hiring and putting on the sidelines and on camera?
I've gotten, you know, many, many, you know, well wishes and support and all of that. And it was fine and good when I was closer to the change, but mm-hmm. it just feels so far away, you know. And it just feels far away. I once I turn a corner on something, I turn a corner and I don't look back. So that's one of those things that's happened. It's just you know, let's put the stick down. I've got so many things to look forward to and many, many exciting things. And you always have to wonder, you know. You know, what's meant to be will be, and there's nothing you can do. There's no course correction. It is what it is. So
you've been in the business how long now, Pam?
30 years.
And when you broke into the business, mm-hmm. it really was a man's world for sports.
Yeah, it was all a man's world. I remember I was in Albany, Georgia, and I was bugging Ducky Walls. Ducky, can I go do some sports? Ducky, can yeah. I, you know, I'll do it on my own time. And the answer was like, no, honey, just go sit down. And it was, you know, you just felt like, it, you know, it's reporting.
So how did you break into it? How did you blaze the trail?
I didn't blaze the trail. The trail was blazed, I feel. But it was a total fluke. When I went from news to sport, I filled in for a young lady who was on vacation. And I remember I was in Tampa, and that was when the Bucks were the Bucks. The Bucks were the Yucks. So, and Ray Perkins was the head coach, and I just stood up at a press conference. You know, I'd heard the same old blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, I just asked the question that I felt like should have been asked, and it was, you know, if your team can't beat a high school team, as you said today, then shouldn't you step down? So it was like from then on, from the time I asked that question, you know, I went from news to sports and my life took off.
Could wow. you go to Chicago and ask Mark Trussman the same question today?
Oh, my God.
I would really appreciate that.
I was on the sideline for the Patriots game.
Yes.
That butt whooping. And I was like, what is happening? You can't believe it. It was crazy. But hang in there. Hang in there.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Pam.
Yeah.
Pam Oliver, 30 years in the business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tom,
thank you so much.
What's this for you? You guys have been fantastic. What's this for you, Tom? 50?
This is 20 years. This is 20 years on the Tom Jordan Morning Show.
Oh, wow. Time flies. You guys are fantastic.
No, we just started.
Oh, yeah,
no. And by the way, Tom doesn't fly anymore. He's on a bus.
He's got us going from Pensacola to Tallahassee.
No. He started in Gulfport this week. Then Pensacola, Tallahassee. Tomorrow we're in Jacksonville, Florida. Pam Oliver. Oh, 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 and oh, oh.